because Thanksgiving has passed, and Thanksgiving wasn't a problem for you, was it?
That's right, Bill. I was in control this year instead of being out of control and just stuffing myself. In fact, I even went for a walk before the meal, and everybody else, after they ate, they all sat down and were tired, and I went for another walk for another mile after dinner.
Proof positive. Nutrisystem can succeed where diets fail you. And remember, lose all the weight you can for only $99 for Nutrisystem services. Call now. There couldn't be a better time. Nutrisystem, 965-2277. 965-2277.
I'm Carmel Hall, president of Cardinal Ritter College Prep High School. And once again this year, we've joined KMOX Radio's Snow Watch program. We found it's the best and fastest way to tell our students and staff what to do when bad weather hits. In fact, we always tune to KMOX Radio for our information needs, no matter what the weather. Thanks, KMOX, and keep up the good work.
When bad weather hits, you need the latest news, weather, and traffic. That's when you can rely on the KMOX Union Electric Snow Watch.
5:30 and 6:30 this a.m. for KMOX Radio, Union Electric's Snow Watch. A couple of notes from the Hollywood Beat and the Celebrity Circle this morning. First comes out of Inglewood, California, home of the Forum. Entertainer Stevie Wonder is going to headline a concert to raise education funds for the inner city areas plagued by street gangs and drugs. Wonder signed yesterday for the benefit, which boasts an all-star supporting lineup led by singer Vicky Carr, whose records we air from time to time. Comedian and TV star Sinbad of A Different World is going to host this event January the 6th, entitled Rejoice in Los Angeles. A celebrity choir including Miss Carr, Barry Bostwick, Clifton Davis, Carl Gibbs, Danny Glover, Robert Guillaume, Louis Gossett Jr., Edward James Olmos, and Charlene Tilton will sing a grand finale. Proceeds will go to the Inner City Foundation for Excellence in Education, a nonprofit group seeking to raise funds to educate inner city children of Los Angeles. Bands are scheduled to perform, including the Cruzados and the Boys. Highly complimentary, their efforts. Joan Rivers has fired one of her clerical workers for sending mean-spirited fax transmission to controversial New York civil rights activist Roy Ennis. Ms. Rivers wrote a letter of apology to Ennis, founder of the Congress of Racial Equality, but a CORE spokeswoman said she wants Ms. Rivers to make an apology on her talk show. The trouble started on Wednesday when the America worker at Ms. Rivers' office sent a fax to CORE saying, quote, "Roy Ennis is an idiot. He is an immature adult and a public nuisance. It's a shame people such as him are born," unquote. The offending facts popped up shortly after CORE had a transmission in which Ennis had voiced his support for the so-called Subway Samaritan who is sought by police for fatally stabbing a Subway mugger. The message was easily traceable, of course, because of the phone number of the Rivers fax machine printed out on the message. The CORE officials expressed their displeasure, to put it mildly, at having received an attack by fax, according to a spokesman for Miss Rivers. Over in Carbondale, Illinois, Hollywood producers can expect the 7th Illinois Cavalry to come on to the set with their gear and prop truck ready to start filming. And that's why the reenactment group gets jobs in films such as Glory, which is in limited release tonight around the country. A total of 80 people from Illinois are in the cavalry, and they've already filmed 8 motion pictures. John Whitlack is curator of the University Museum at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale. He said that on the set of Glory, the members played both Union and Confederate soldiers. The movie is the story of the all-black 54th Massachusetts, which fought in North Carolina and Florida during the Civil War. The group has been signed for another film about Mormons, which will be shot in Illinois next year. And Frank Sinatra's lawyer has warned impersonator Nick Eddinetti that his one-man show violates a Sinatra trademark. Eddinetti said yesterday, saying that he'll ignore the legal threat and continue his Las Palmas theater performances. The whole thing is bogus. I've never heard of vocal qualities being trademarks. Sinatra publicist Susan Reynolds wouldn't comment on the lawsuit yesterday, but in a stunt to advertise Tuesday's opening of the Nick Edendetti Stars as Sinatra, the impersonator's publicist distributed at the theater a cease and desist letter from Sinatra attorney Robert Finkelstein. Well, Frankie, lay it on him.
Talking style, my friend, we're talking miles of style. Because a Whitnauer watch means you're really wearing style. You're wearing style and time, that's Whitnauer watch style. You've got a feel-good, all-the-time, lustin'-out smile. When you say Whitnauer, my friend, when you smile, Whitnauer, my friend, when you wear Whitnauer, my friend, you're really wearing style. Style, style, style.
The Whitnauer collection of Swiss quartz watches with diamond dials and great good looks. Dressed up, dressed down. As long as you've got to wear a watch, you might as well wear style.
When you wear Whitnauer on your wrist, my friend, you're really wearing style.
Whitnauer Watches, a product of the Longines Whitnauer Watch Company.
Visit Famous Bar Fine Jewelry Departments, all stores, and see Whitnauer for him, for her, for that very special occasion. Famous Bar will show you Whitnauer, elegant styling, affordable prices. Visit Famous Bar Fine Jewelry Departments, all stores, and see Whitnauer.
It's a full evening of sports conversation for you tonight on KMOX. At 6:15, Mike Shannon will join Bob Burns and me to take your questions and comments on the Cardinals and other sports topics. At 7, Ken Wilson and John Kelly talk Blues hockey. Their special guest, former Blues star Gary Unger.
Right front to Unger. Unger, a shot, he scores! Unger!
At 8, it's the year's final edition of The Outdoors Show with Phil Seibel and Tony Albright. Enjoy an evening of sports conversation tonight with your sports voice, KMOX.
Jackie Gleason and Bobby Hackett will come Saturday morning. That's tomorrow, of course. Brings us up to news time. We have snow in St. Louis. Official temperature reading at Lambert St. Louis International Airport is 7 degrees. The downtown area, it is 9. The wind chill factor is negative 20. Allow a lot of time this morning. In just 10 seconds, we move you to the magic miracle to CBS News, New York.
Charles Brennan is at your service tonight here on 1120 KMOX, St. Louis.
4 o'clock.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenevy. The world has lost one of its leading human rights activists, Andrei Sakharov, died.
It brings out the best in all of us. A public service of the Advertising Council.
6 minutes past the hour of four. News of the Gateway City, Show-Me State of Missouri, and the land of Lincoln. The base of calcium chloride and salt has been laid, and highway maintenance workers are hoping for the best for rush hour this morning. State troopers tell KMOX Radio highway traffic has been light during the early morning hours. One earlier problem, a backup on Interstate 70 bridge at St. Charles, has been cleared. There have been accidents on city streets, primarily due to cars sliding at stop signs. Highways are generally snow-packed, but they're passable. If schools are closed today, and it's likely many will be, we'll have the information on the KMOX Radio Union Electric Operation Snow Watch at 5:30 and 6:30 this morning. Business closings will be carried with the KMOX Radio Business Snow Watch at 4:45 and at 5:15. A problem on the Mississippi has been cleared up. With river levels already low, a towboat sank yesterday in the St. Louis Harbor, blocking the channel to commercial traffic. The Coast Guard tells KMOX Radio News the towboat has been recovered and the channel reopened last night. Chrysler said it will have to idle its car assembly plants in Newark Delaware, and St. Louis beginning next week, idling about 6,800 workers until the 16th of January. Chrysler's Newark plant builds the mid-sized Dodge Spirit and Plymouth Acclaim sedans. Its St. Louis No. 2 plant in Fenton makes the Dodge Daytona and Chrysler LeBaron coupes and convertibles. All model lines have higher-than-normal inventories for this time of year. Missouri Attorney General William Webster has filed a lawsuit in Jefferson County Circuit Court in Hillsborough, alleging a developer of the Woodview Acres subdivision violated the Missouri Clean Water Law. Webster charges John and Mary Schabel of Burns Mill failed to comply with a 1984 order from the Missouri Clean Water Commission, even after the matter was fully reviewed by Missouri courts that decided in favor of the state. Illinois Governor Thompson has approved a five-year, $100 million grant program for state universities and other groups doing high-tech research. Individual institutions are eligible for grants of up to $2,000 through the Technology Challenge Grant Program. Officials said the program is Illinois' effort to maintain its lead in high technology after losing the multi-billion-dollar superconducting super collider project to Texas last year. Last night in the lotteries in the Missouri Pick 3 game, the numbers 3, 7, and 2. In the Illinois Daily game, 2, 1, and 3, and in the Illinois Pick 4 game, 3, 0, 8, and 6. So now you know, and of course, instantly via KMOX Radio. And to the sports page of Friday and Thursday's results on the ice of the National Hockey League, Kimmich of the Soviet Union defeated the St. Louis Blues 6-3. Minnesota North Stars and Pittsburgh Penguins iced a 4-4 tie. Calgary Flames torched Quebec Nordiques 8-2. Play in the NBA saw the Indiana Pacers defeat New Jersey Nets 102-78. The Washington Bullets shot the sting out of the Charlotte Hornets 105-101. Chicago Bulls 124, Orlando Magic 113, and the San Antonio Spurs dug into the Houston Rockets 104-100. And a baseball note. Cardinals have signed left-hander John Tudor to a one-year contract, which could earn him $1,350,000. And notes on KMOX Radio's sportscasting plans for tonight. At 6:15, Mike Kelly and Bob Burns will host a Sports Open Line. At 7:15, it's going to be Blues Conversation with Ken Wilson and John Kelly. Their special guest, Dole No. 7, Gary Unger. 8:10 tonight, the final edition of the Outdoor Show with Bill Seibel and Tony Albright. All of these things put together, of course, especially with your sports listening pleasure in mind, by the Sports Voice of America, KMOX Radio. And to the weather forecast for Greater St. Louis and vicinity for this day of Friday, the 15th of December. We have a snow advisory at the Yard Arm this morning, and they're calling for dangerous wind chill factors. Snow will diminish this morning to flurries toward sunrise. Around a 6-inch accumulation is expected, low near zero. Winds becoming northwesterly, 15 to 25 miles per hour. And as we said, dangerous wind chill near 40 below at sunrise. Clearing today, windy and cold, a high near 5 degrees. Winds will be northwesterly at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clear tonight, near record cold, low of 5 to 10 below. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high around 10 degrees. And the extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, calling for a chance of snow or snow flurries each day, mainly in the southern sections. It'll be cold, lows of 5 below to 15 degrees, and highs in the teens and 20s. Snow in St. Louis. Official temperature reading now out at Lambert St. Louis International Airport, 5 degrees. Downtown of the Salvation Army's Tree of Lights, it is 8. Relative humidity, 79%. The wind northerly at 16 miles per hour. Barometric pressure, 30 7/100 inches and rising. The wind chill factor is negative 26. Visibility at Lambert St. Louis International down to 3/4 mile. And temperature, 5 degrees. Now, KMOX Radio and Union Electric's Operation Snow Watch will air at 5:30 and 6:30 this morning, and sunrise will be at 7:11, setting at 4:40. The Business Snow Watch will air at 4:45. And whenever you're desirous of complete, dependable, and accurate weather information between our airing of the forecast, don't hesitate to call our weather line at 321-2222. Sports news and scores, of course, always available on the sports line at 321-1111. Just two of many, many services of KMOX Radio. It is now 13 minutes past 4 Central Standard Time. And in just 17 minutes, we'll have news and weather at 4:30 and then get to today's edition of the Shreddings and the Star Features. And picking up sounds now from our radio concert hall of a Christmas nature, here's the baritone of Robert Goulet. And we most certainly hope you will have a merry little Christmas. That brings us to 16 minutes past 4 o'clock Central Standard Time. St. Louis temperature, bitterly cold. It's 5 degrees officially at Lambert St. Louis International Airport, while in the downtown area it's holding on to 8. And wind chill factor is minus 26 degrees. You want to watch that wind chill this morning. Be sure you're dressed properly. And your face is also protected against wind. As Rudyard Kipling put it, it's bitter cold, the color sergeant said, and they're hanging Danny Deaver in the morning. And I don't know the rest of it at the moment anyway. It takes too long. And she holds my hand and takes me to paradise. A Touch of Paradise, turned in some of the champagne music manner of Lawrence Welk. The time is 18 minutes past 4 o'clock, St. Louis temperature at the 5-degree mark, officially out at Lambert St. Louis International, downtown at our studios, the Temple of Sound, at No. 1 Memorial Drive. It is 8 degrees, and that wind chill factor, brutal. It is now minus 26. So this morning, with these low temperatures and this very bitter wind chill factors, allow yourself a lot more time, please, both driving and walking. Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops, correction, the 101 Strings at this point, and Irving Berlin's How Deep Is the Ocean. Just 8 minutes, we'll have the news and the weather at 4:30, and here is Dinah Washington. The end of the Melody Trail this morning, and we're reaching you with the 50,000 clear channel, green and red hot watts of KMOX Radio, the voice of St. Louis. 30 minutes past 4 Central Standard Time, and time for news. Soviet human rights activist Andrei Sakharov is dead at the age of 68. His son-in-law said doctors believe death was caused by a heart attack. His son-in-law said Sakharov died while preparing a speech demanding an end of the Soviet Communist Party's stranglehold on political power. NATO headquarters itself is going to become a showcase of the new relations between East and West. The Soviet foreign minister is going to visit NATO headquarters next week, the first Soviet foreign minister ever to do so. Jennifer Casolo was given a rousing welcome home in Thomaston, Connecticut. She was cheered by about 500 people last night at the town hall. Until her deportation earlier this week, Casolo had spent weeks in a Salvadoran jail on charges of hiding weapons for leftist rebels. A volcano about 115 miles southwest of Anchorage, Alaska, has sprung to life for the first time in 23 years. An airline pilot reported the redoubt volcano sent a plume of ash 35,000 feet into the sky. In the news early this morning, the Gateway City, Shawnee State of Missouri, in the land of Lincoln, bitter cold and wind chills well below zero will be waiting for St. Louisans at wake-up time today. Highway workers have been on overtime throughout the night getting the roads ready for rush hour. Spokesmen say it's a virtual certainty traffic will be slow this morning. State troopers say traffic overnight has been extremely light, with most motorists apparently choosing to stay off the roads. Health officials here say that they're beginning to get reports of hypothermia and frostbite cases at area emergency rooms, particularly, they say, in the city. It appears at least some schools will be closed today. We'll have the list with the KMOX Radio Union Electric Operation Snow Watch at 5:30 and 6:30 this morning. Should there be business closings because of the weather, that list will be run with the KMOX Radio Business Snow Watch at 4:45 and 5:15. In other news, a judge in Madison County yesterday ordered the 2-year-old son of murder suspect Paula Sims returned to the custody of his father. The judge also ordered the child's mother be barred from contact with him. 30-year-old Paula Sims of Alton remains jailed on a first-degree murder charge in the death of her 6-week-old daughter, Heather, earlier this year. The woman's first child died under similar circumstances in 1986. The State Board of Education in Missouri is out with its formula for what's described as a more equitable distribution of state financial aid for public schools. Several districts are planning to sue the state, claiming the current system is unfair. State officials say it's far from certain that the new formula would win approval in the state legislature. Under the plan, 93 districts would receive less money than they do today. Chrysler Corporation said it will be laying off workers at its Fenton No. 2 plant next week until the 16th of January. The Fenton No. 2 plant makes Dodge Daytonas and Chrysler LeBaron coupes and convertibles. Chrysler cites larger than normal inventories for the layoff. And last night in the lotteries in the Missouri Pick 3 game, the numbers 3, 7, and 2, and in the Illinois Daily game, 2, 1, and 3, and in the Illinois Pick 4 game, 3, 0, 8, and 6. So now you know, and of course, instantly via KMOX Radio. Weather forecast for Greater St. Louis and vicinity for this day of Friday, the 15th of December, calls for a wind chill advisory this morning, snow ending by daybreak. Windy and extremely cold with blowing and drifting snow. Wind chills are 25 to 35 below zero. Temperatures near to just above zero. Northerly winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. This afternoon, clearing and very cold, the high near 7 degrees, northerly winds 10 to 15. Tonight, record cold, the low of 5 to 10 below zero, and northwesterly winds at 5 to 10. Partly sunny tomorrow, a high of 10 to 15 degrees. The extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday calls for a chance of snow or snow flurries each day, mainly in the southern sections. It'll be cold with a low of 5 below to 15 degrees and highs in the teens and the 20s. Snow in St. Louis, official temperature reading at Lambert St. Louis International Airport, 5 degrees. And downtown at the Salvation Army's Tree of Lights, it is 8. Relative humidity, 79%. The wind northerly at 16 miles per hour. Barometric pressure, 30 7/100 inches and rising. The wind chill factor is negative at 26, snow and 5-degree temperature. Visibility at Lambert Airport is down to 3/4 of a mile. Sunrise will be at 7:11 and will set at 7:40. And the KMOX Radio and the Union Electric Snow Watch, as we mentioned, will be aired this morning at 5:30 and 6:30. And if there are business closings, KMOX Radio Business Snow Watch will air at 4:45 approximately. Temperature and weather condition around the Show Me State at this hour. Show light snow at Springfield. The temperature along Battlefield is 10 degrees. And light snow at Columbia. The temperature at Hearn Center is 2. Clear over Kansas City International Airport. And their towers announcing a temperature of 11 below. Stations reporting to the land of Lincoln show cloudy conditions over the city of I Will. And according to CBS radio station WBVM in Chicago, the temperature at that big white chewing gum building on Michigan Avenue is 6 below. Light snow at Springfield at the Capitol building, 1 degree. Snow flurries in Caterpillar Land. Peoria's temperature is 4 below. And clear over Moline, where the temperature is 15 below. And our wintertime summary, snow and Arctic cold in the central United States. Beastly northwesterly winds continue to usher Arctic air into the north-central U.S. Temperatures were below zero across most of the northern plains region and the upper Mississippi Valley, with wind chill readings colder than 50 degrees below zero in some areas. Advisories for dangerous wind chill readings have been posted for much of Nebraska and Iowa this morning. Wind chill readings may reach 60 degrees below zero. And an advisory for snow and dangerous wind chill readings is in effect for northeastern Kansas, and up to 5 inches has fallen around Topeka, with wind chill readings as cold as 30 below zero possible. Snow developing along the Arctic cold front extends from eastern Kansas across much of Missouri, reaching into southern Illinois early this morning. A winter storm warning is in effect for the Boot Heel of Missouri. Snow advisory in effect for most of the rest of the state, with up to 8 inches of snow possible in central Missouri. Snowfall totals in Missouri ranged up to 3 inches at Warrensburg and Vichy as of early last night, with 2 inches reported at Columbia and Kirksville. Winter storm warning in effect for southern Illinois, while a snow advisory covers central sections of the state. Temperature and weather condition around major centers of population at this hour show clear skies over the home of the Braves, the land of red and scarlet. Temperature at the Cyclorama in Atlanta, 36 degrees. Also clear over Kennedy Country, tower at Logan International Airport in Boston, announcing 17. Cloudy over Chattanooga on the field of Chickamauga, it is 31. Motor City, Detroit reading clear, and the temperature of Bloomfield Hills is 3. Clear over the Outer Banks, the Diamond Shoals at the Hatteras Light, and over on the hill at Kitty Hawk, it is 37. Usually sun-drenched Miami this morning, reporting partly cloudy conditions along the beach, it is 56. Clear over New York City at the Waldorf at 49th and Park, 28. And partly cloudy skies over the city of brotherly love, according to CBS radio station WCAU in Philadelphia. Temperature at Independence Hall is 22. Clear over the steel city of Pittsburgh out in Schenley Park, 10. And foggy in Washington, D.C. at the National Air and Space Museum, it is 24. The Mile High City of Denver shows snow, and over at the Capitol building, it is 17. The City of the 500 showing snow as well, and the temperature at the Capitol building in Indianapolis is 11. Home of the Beale Street Blues, cloudy, the Little Duckies over at the Peabody in Memphis, getting ready for that morning parade to a temperature of 44 degrees. Partly cloudy skies over the Crescent City of New Orleans out in the famed Garden District along St. Charles. It is 49. Minneapolis-St. Paul area under snow, and according to CBS radio affiliate WCCO, the temperature is 2 below. Cloudy up at the Sioux along the waterways of Sault Ste. Marie, 0. Clear over San Antonio at the Alamo, it is 40. Up in Anchorage, skies are clear. Tower at Elmendorf Air Force Base announcing 31. There's snow out in the city of Frontier Days in Old Cheyenne. It is 15. Over in Honolulu, partly cloudy skies at Hickam Air Force Base. The temperature is 70. And clear conditions over the city of Chance, Las Vegas at the Flamingo on the Strip. It is 41. Also clear over the City of the Angels along Sunset Boulevard this morning in Los Angeles, it is 58. The home of the Roundup is foggy out in Pendleton, it is 26. Clear skies over Phoenix at the Phoenix Biltmore, 49 degrees. City of San Francisco shows clear skies out at Alcatraz in the Bay, it is 50. Foggy out in the land of the totem pole, the Boeing, Seattle's temperature, 37 degrees. In 20 minutes, we'll have news from the CBS radio network at 5 o'clock. Temperature and weather condition from around the major foreign ports. Clear skies over Bonnie, Scotland, and the temperature at the Caledonian Hotel in Aberdeen is 30. Partly cloudy over North Africa at the Hotel St. George in Algiers, 55 degrees. Cloudy over the land of a bridge too far and the tower at Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam, announcing 52. Where once there was glory, there was Greece, partly cloudy, and the temperature in Constitution Square is 41. There's a condition of smoke over Beijing and Tiananmen Square, 29 degrees. Berlin is reading cloudy in the tower at Temple Off Aerodrome, announcing 51. Partly cloudy over Casablanca at Rick's Place in the Anfa, 62 degrees. Snow in Copenhagen at Tivoli Gardens, it's 29. Dublin's usually fair city and cloudy this morning along O'Connell Street, 40. Clear over Victoria Harbour at the Old Eagle's Nest in Hong Kong, the temperature is 59. London Town reporting cloudy conditions, the temperature at the Dorchester is 47. And cloudy conditions over the city of the Corita, Tower of Toro, Nervais, Madrid, announcing 54. Malta reads clear. Grand Harbor, Valletta, it is 60. And haze in the Pearl City of the Orient. Out in the Santa Mesa district of Manila, it is 75. Atlanta, the Samovar, the Vodka, the Troika, and the Soyuz is cloudy. In Gorky Park in Moscow, it is 21. Partly cloudy over the City of Light. The temperature at the Eiffel Tower in Paris is 52. Partly cloudy, too, over the Eternal City of Rome. And the temperature at the Trevi Fountain is 59. Partly cloudy over Sarajevo, where World War I began, and the temperature is 37. Seoul is clear with a temperature of 26 degrees. Cloudy over that Gibraltar of the Orient, City of the Lions, and Singapore, it is 75. Down in the Antipodes, conditions are clear at Old Mascot Aerodrome. In Sydney, Australia, it is 63. Cloudy over the land of the cherry blossoms in Chocho-san, along the Ginza in Tokyo, it is 51. There's rain in that city of Lech Walesa, Warsaw, Poland's temperature is 47. And rerunning the forecast for Greater St. Louis and vicinity for this day of Friday, the 15th of December, calls for a wind chill advisory this morning, bitterly cold. Snow should end by daybreak. It'll be windy, extremely cold, blowing and drifting snow. Wind chill of 25 to 35 below zero. Temperature is near to just above zero with northerly winds, 15 to 25 miles per hour. This afternoon, clearing, very cold, high near 7 degrees, and northerly winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, record cold, a low of 5 to 10 below zero, and northwesterly winds at 5 to 10. Partly sunny tomorrow, a high of 10 to 15 degrees. The extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday calls for a chance of snow or snow flurries each day, mainly in the southern sections. It'll be cold, lows of 5 below to 15 degrees, and highs in the teens and the 20s. We have snow in St. Louis. Official temperature reading at Lambert St. Louis International Airport, 5 degrees. And downtown in Busch Stadium, the temperature is 8. Relative humidity, 79%. The wind northerly at 16 miles per hour. Barometric pressure, 30 7/100 inches and rising. Snowing, 5 degrees with a wind chill factor of negative 26. Visibility down to 3/4 of a mile. Sunrise this morning at 7:11, setting at 4:40. And KMOX Radio and Union Electric's Operation Snow Watch airs at 5:30 and again at 6:30. In just 15 minutes, we'll have news again, then from the CBS Radio Network at 5 o'clock.
Ho, 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 ho! Hi, folks, this is Santa. Time's gone by. Most toys were either quiet as a game of checkers, or they went... Wind-up toys and doll cries I could handle. But now things are different. Now you're here. And I can't do it alone. Now I need Central Hardware. Don't laugh. Central Hardware is where the big sale on Duracell batteries is. You know about Duracell, the great alkaline batteries that last and last? You can't do Christmas without them. Well, Central has this great sale on Duracell Saber Packs. 4C or D-cell batteries, just $3.99 a pack. 8AA's, only $4.99 a pack. With Duracell alkaline batteries, your kids will get a big charge out of Christmas. Buy Duracell at Central and your charge will be small. Help me get Christmas on the move. Stock up on Duracell Saber Packs at Central.
We've got it all from school to none. Central Hardware.
St. Louis has a long tradition of caring for its own. Thousands of disadvantaged men, women, and children who have reached out have been given a helping hand. Since 1947, the Salvation Army's Tree of Lights has helped to relieve the suffering of the homeless, hungry, abused, neglected, and disadvantaged in this area. Your gift to this year's campaign will allow the Salvation Army to continue to provide vital services to these people, not only at Christmas time, but throughout the year. This year, the Salvation Army is shooting for the stars. Help them by giving generously to the Tree of Lights.
Have you heard the latest? Well, there's good news for everyone with an insect problem. Newmark, the new method ant and roach killer, is the answer. Newmark is made and used by professionals, and it's made to kill hard-to-kill black ants, roaches, and all pests when nothing else will. Remember, insects just can't stay where Newmark's sprayed. Try and see.
Get Newmark today at Kmart, Walgreens, Winn-Dixie, Food Lions, Pathmark, and other local retail stores.
In 13 minutes, we have news from the CBS Radio Network at 5 o'clock, followed by Total Information AM. And for our report on this day in history, here is Stan Bunger.
Today's Friday, December 15th. I'm Stan Bunger. 11 years ago today, President Jimmy Carter announced U.S. diplomatic recognition of the People's Republic of China. It was December 15th, 1987, when Gary Hart got back into the Democratic presidential campaign after dropping out under a cloud of suspicion about reported womanizing.
I have a sense of new direction and a set of new ideas that our country needs that no one else represents. And I intend to resume my presidential campaign to let the people decide.
Apparently the people did decide. Hart wound up dropping out again within a few months when his campaign fizzled. On December 15th, 1965, a rendezvous in outer space, where Gemini 6 and Gemini 7 came within 10 feet of each other without actually docking. December 15th, 1989. I'm Stan Bunger.
For warm, soothing relief of minor aches and pains which may be associated with arthritis, you should know about Eucalyptamint, the all-natural pain relief ointment now at the lowest price ever at all Walgreens stores. How effective is Eucalyptamint? Lynn Lavarney of San Pedro, California writes, "My leg and hip were smashed so badly in an automobile accident, I had to have a plastic hip put in. I was in pain most of the time. Then a cab driver told me about Eucalyptamint. He smelled the product I was using then, so he knew I was in pain. I've been using Eucalyptamint ever since, about 8 months now. The relief is incredible. I massage it in, then pull my support hose right over it. Eucalyptamint's warmth seems to penetrate down deep to ease the pain. Chiropractors and therapists are equally positive about Eucalyptamint. Over 2,000 of them order Eucalyptamint for their own private practice. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back from Eucalyptamint. On sale now at the lowest price ever. Ask the Walgreens pharmacist for 100% all-natural Eucalyptamint and save.
All children dream about Christmas, even children whose families have no way to make those dreams come true. The Giving Tree, presented by Famous Bar, Channel 5, and KMOX Radio, gives you a chance to make a child's dreams come true. Stop by The Giving Tree at the Chesterfield and Downtown Famous stores from December 1st through December 17th, and they'll give you a dream. After you've found your gift, return it to the Giving Tree, where it will be wrapped and delivered by United Way. As a thanks to you, you'll receive a beautiful Christmas ornament for your family tree. It's so easy to make dreams come true. Visit the Giving Tree, sponsored by Famous Bar, Channel 5, and KMOX Radio.
So let's make a memory.
In 10 minutes, it will be 5 o'clock. We have snow in St. Louis town. Official temperature reading at Lambert St. Louis International Airport is 5 degrees. The downtown area is 8, and the wind chill index is -26. We're heading into the thick of holiday celebrations, and no matter where you live, you'll probably be able to find a version of a ballet very much tied to Christmas. And Charlotte Whiting has more.
The sounds of the season, sleigh bells, caroling, and Tchaikovsky's beautiful holiday masterpiece, The Nutcracker. Nowhere is this ballet more popular than in Boston, where in its 25th anniversary year, the Boston Ballet will perform The Nutcracker for a total audience of some 170,000 over 48 performances. Artistic director Bruce Marks joined the Boston Ballet in 1985. Not only has Mr. Marks directed The Nutcracker, but he has also danced it.
Yes, I danced The Nutcracker, strangely enough, with the Royal Danish Ballet when I was a principal dancer there, and danced it on the stage of both the Bolshoi Theater in Moscow and the Kirov Theater in Leningrad.
Since coming to Boston, he has done much to change The Nutcracker to a performance tour to the oldest known American version.
The Nutcracker that I did when I was with a company called Ballet West in Salt Lake City was the Nutcracker of the man who gave America the Nutcracker, Willem F. Christensen, who is now in his mid-80s and still rehearsing and doing his Nutcracker out in Salt Lake City.
Ironically, this ballet that's wildly successful now was not so in the 1890s in the composer's time, and it is not terribly successful today in Tchaikovsky's homeland, the Soviet Union.
I think that's because they don't celebrate Christmas. So more than a ballet right now, Nutcracker is a Christmas event. And in Boston, it's become not only a Christmas event, but a Christmas tradition.
This year, it seems that the Nutcracker has taken over all of Boston, with stores decorated in the style of Boston Ballet's Nutcracker.
When McDonald's has decorated every tray with a tray liner that says it's Christmas and it's Boston Ballet's Nutcracker, there's a wonderful spirit here about Christmas and about this ballet as Christmas.
Over 230 children from the Boston Ballet School participate in the Nutcracker, giving them the experience of performing with professional adults, such as principal dancer Carla Stallings, who has been dancing the Nutcracker since she was 13. This year, Miss Stallings performs the Snow Pas de Deux and the roles of the Dewdrop Fairy and the Sugar Plum Fairy.
You get a good workout for 2 hours. Changing costumes, you're usually a parent in the first act. You change your costumes quickly into snow. You have a very quick change there. Then you've got the intermission. You get ready for your second act, which is usually involves a divertissement, Merletons or Chinese or something, and a quick change into Waltz of the Flowers.
In fact, dancers wear out 24 pairs of ballet shoes each performance for a grand total of $35,000 for the entire run. One special evening for all those involved in the Nutcracker is opening night dress rehearsal for underprivileged and handicapped children.
That's really enjoyable. I think that's probably made my whole year, going out and really seeing the kids up close.
And they get to have not only a performance done for them, but they get to have people signing for them, telling the story. The blind children get to, in fact, touch the performers and feel what the costumes feel like as people explain to them what's going on stage.
The Boston Ballet's rendition of The Nutcracker has something special for everyone. No child, or adult for that matter, can resist the ballet's fantasy and excitement. There's a magnificent onstage snowfall, a flying balloon, and a 16-foot Christmas tree that grows to 45 feet before one's very eyes. Story and dance combine to enchant, and of course, there is the music.
I love the music. I will always love the music, no matter how many times you hear it in the shopping malls and every night, twice a day here. It is very magical, though. Christmas isn't Christmas without the Nutcracker.
Preparations are already underway for next year's performance, when the tradition of the Nutcracker will once again bring joy and magic into the hearts of all who attend. Charlotte Whiting, Boston.
If you're like most people, your home is probably your single most important possession. That's why the folks at Fasteel would like for you to call them for a free analysis if you see signs that indicate your house may be stressed due to settlement.
You know, signs like windows that stick or doors that don't close properly. Unlike other well-known friction peering methods that use your home as the driving force, which may cause additional damage, Fast Steel is an authorized dealer for Chance helical stabilizing systems. Now, the Chance system consists of solid steel piers with load-bearing steel plates that are installed independently of your house, therefore relieving the stress. The best part is, Fast Steel costs less than other methods and guarantee their work for as long as you own your home. If you think your house may be stressed, call 822-9200 in St. Louis, or outside the metro area, call 1-800-321-5880. That's Fast Steel. Solving settlement problems economically. Make sure you get the best. Call Fast Steel 822-9200 or 1-800-321-5880.
The lion in winter. The elephants, apes, bears, birds, all of the magnificent residents of the St. Louis Zoo are here to welcome you. Enjoy the heated comfort of your zoo's many indoor exhibits. Discover the wondrous living world. Touch the animals at the Children's Zoo. Visit the aquatic elephant, bird, and primate houses. The Jungle of the Apes. Take a brisk winter walk to Big Cat Country. The Bear Pits. Lunch or snack at the Painted Giraffe Cafe. Don't hibernate at home. Your favorite St. Louis Zoo animals are here all year. You should be too.
Nutrisystem succeeds where diets fail you, and one reason it does is because once the pounds are off, Nutrisystem helps you keep them off. It did for Harry Hamm, who had become his own worst critic. Harry, how many pounds did you take off, and how long have you kept them off?
28 big ones, Bill, and they've been off for months now.
Now, we both know, as everybody's been on a diet, the tough part is not losing the weight. The tough part is keeping the weight off. Now, how does Nutrisystem do that?
Well, first of all, during the diet and afterwards, they teach you about how to eat correctly, the proper foods, and some of the things that were happening to you before, some bad triggers that were causing you to eat the wrong way and gain weight.
Well, Harry can prove it, and you can too. Call Nutrisystem, because Nutrisystem does succeed where diets fail you. Remember, losing it isn't the big part. Keeping it off is what it's all about, and Nutrisystem will do that. Now lose all the weight you can for only $99 for Nutrisystem services. Call 965-2277. That's 965-2277. Nutrisystem. They succeed where diets fail you.
3 minutes, it'll be 5 o'clock. St. Louis temperature with snow is at 5 degrees. The wind chill index, negative 26. Be careful. One-on-one, they make for a fair fight, but it doesn't make for a well-adjusted teenager, as we hear from psychologist Dr. Lonnie Carton.
The adolescent who lives in a single-parent family has an especially difficult time coping with the problems of growth center. This is Dr. Lonnie Carton.
Sometimes making a Christmas list is a real hassle. Here's an easy way to end the hassle. The Holiday Harvest Love Labels campaign. While you're out doing your shopping at National supermarkets, pick up several cans of National brand products. For each label you return to National, they'll donate 5 cents to the Holiday Harvest to help needy kids. This holiday season, remember the key word, love, and save your love labels at National supermarkets for Holiday Harvest. The Love Labels campaign benefits the Holiday Harvest Foundation for Needy Children.
Hi there, I'm Art Fleming. Join Mary Phelan and me Friday from 10 till noon as we wrap up the week with music, entertainment, information, and our weekly visit with dear old Gordon Curry in Hollywood.
And Dan Warner of Webster Records is back in the studio with some more great holiday music picks. That's all coming up Friday on midday from 10 until 12, right here on 1120 KMOX Radio.
Join us, won't you?
Time for the broadcasting man to put him away again for another day. We have snow in St. Louis. Wind chill factor is 26 degrees, and the temperature officially at Lambert St. Louis International Airport is 5, while in the downtown area it is 8 degrees. And you can keep up with the constantly changing weather via our 50,000 clear channel, green and red hot watts, and please do so. Snow, 5-degree temperature, and a wind chill index of negative 26. And at this point, the night has separated from the day.
Wherever you go, take us along. News, entertainment, sports, 24 hours every day. We're the voice of St. Louis. 1120 KMOX, St. Louis.
5 o'clock.
Hello, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Total Information from KMOX Radio in St. Louis. I'll bet you remember this day, Friday, December the 15th, 1989. And if you live on the east side, you better give yourself plenty of time, because there hasn't been a plow over that Poplar Street bridge input since this whole thing started. They're down to an absolute crawl coming in. I don't know where the salt and pepper trucks are over there, but somebody on the horn, for heaven's sakes, try to get out there and clear those approaches off, will you? Or we're going to be backed up all the way out to Effingham, Illinois, before the morning's over. Meanwhile, welcome, and let's see what your Friday, December the 15th, is really going to look like. It's a bit of a mess out there right now. Ben Abel's been watching it all night long, and I think he can update us. Morning, Ben.
Good morning, Bob. The snow should end within the next hour or so in the immediate St. Louis area. The last heavier snow activity that I can see right now looking at this radar scope appears to be moving through Jefferson County and South St. Louis County approaching the Mississippi River, but light snow is being reported throughout the area. But it should be ending in an hour or two. Some snow amounts so far in the Lambert Field area between 5 and 6 inches here at Parks College of St. Louis University in Cahokia. We've got 7 inches on the ground. Columbia, Missouri, 4 inches. Cape Girardeau, nothing there yet, but some light snow should be moving into that region shortly. The snow rate was pretty much as expected, but the snowfall continued much later than expected as low pressure developed further west. The low pressure is now moving from Arkansas into western Tennessee. It's pulling in very cold air in its wake. Wind chills this morning will be in the minus 30 degree range, and record low temperatures are expected in the bi-state area tonight. So for today, the snow ending within an hour or two, but you're going to get some drifting and blowing during the morning hours. It's going to be clearing this afternoon, very cold. There is a wind chill advisory in effect for this morning. We've got temperatures only rising to about 5 to 7 degrees above zero this afternoon. Morning winds northwest 15 to 25 miles per hour, producing wind chills of about minus 30. And the afternoon wind will be diminishing somewhat to between 10 and 20 miles per hour. For tonight, clear with record-breaking cold, the overnight low temperature about 8 below zero, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly sunny on Saturday, a little warmer, the high temperature between 12 and 15 degrees. And the extended forecast Sunday through Tuesday, got to go with a slight chance of flurries during the period, lows 5 to 15, highs from the teens into the 20s. Currently, we have cloudy skies and a little bit of light snow reported across the area. Parks College in Metro East reporting 6 degrees, and at Lambert Field, it's down to 4 degrees. Wind out of the northwest at 15 miles per hour, producing a wind chill of 26 below. The relative humidity is 79%, and the pressure rising from 30.09 inches. This is meteorologist Ben Abel from the KMOX weather station.
Okay, Ben. Well, you really did it up fine this morning. Thank you very much. We'll keep an eye on it all right with you. If you get up to date with some further wind chill information, why, just give us a holler. We'll get you on the air with that.
Okay, will do.
Thanks, Ben. So, snow ending in another hour, and we've got a 26 below zero wind chill factor downtown right now. That's probably all you need to know. Tom Sturgis is on the line with us from the Bi-State Group this morning. And, Tom, how are the buses running?
Morning, Bob. Happy holidays.
Yes.
Well, the buses are running this morning. All of our buses will be out, and our call-a-ride vans are operating today. The buses are operating on snow routes, Bob, and what that means, we got about 120 routes, 12 of those routes in Missouri, and two of them in Illinois have either some steep hills to climb or narrow streets or something of that sort that makes it tough to get through with the snow. So we have a snow route, and it tells on the timetable what that route is, or if people don't have a timetable, they can call our information number, 231-2345 in Missouri, or 1-800-2233-BUS in Illinois, and we'll be glad to give them information. But we expect to start out on time this morning. As traffic builds, though, we're going to get behind just like the cars are. We can't go any faster than the automobile, so I expect during rush hour that we will probably be operating up to an hour behind schedule.
I wouldn't be surprised. I tell you something, Tom, that I don't mean to dwell on it, but that approach to the Poplar Street Bridge had things backed up all the way out to Exchange Avenue a half hour ago.
I came in, I live in O'Fallon, Illinois. I came in I-64 and across the King Bridge.
Yeah, that's what I did.
And that was not too bad. The entrance to the King Bridge was a little mushy down there, but otherwise, I-64 had one clear lane all the way, and the traffic, what there was moving very well. The only problems... Real problems are in the subdivisions. Our road supervisors tell me this morning that there are a lot of streets that are barely passable, that haven't been either haven't been plowed or the salt is not doing any good in this kind of cold. It just won't melt that snow. So in the subdivisions will be where we'll have the biggest problems.
All right, Tom. Keep us advised, will you? And as you continue to monitor things, let us know. Update us on the running times. We'd appreciate it.
Will do. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks. Tom Sturgis of Bi-State. A little bit of not such good news there this morning. If you do have to get out, if you do have to wait for a bus after you've called and found out exactly what their schedule's going to be, make sure you're dressed properly. We do, indeed, have a very, very serious wind chill with which to consider or contend this morning. We're at 26 below zero, and it's going to get colder before the morning really gets underway.